Okay, we are continuing.
Oh, yeah,
on cemented. So let me put this here. Wow, amazing. Cemented. Last week we were in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, right? So we couldn't make it. But this week we are here. Okay, so this siman, simantet, tefillin de mezuzot tzrichin tiva kesidran. This halacha, we spoke many, many times, of course, because it's a very general halacha, siman, speaking about the idea of writing in order. Tefillin de mezuzot, kesidran. It's called in Hebrew kesidran. So when I'm saying kesidran, you understand what is this. Is the chronological writing. One letter after the other. You cannot make in not in order. Okay. Halacha alef tefino mezuzot tzichin yechtavotan kesidran. The halacha says we need to write tefillin and mezuzot kesidran. And the tefillin, it's not only the actual parashiot. We have four parashiot, right? So each one of them needs to be written with the same order in letter, but also the order of the parashiot, meaning that you have parasha number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, they must to be written in the way how they are written in the Sefer Torah. Do you understand what I mean?
So
meaning that Rabbi Nutam,
yeah, it's different.
Right? It's different. Okay?
It's not in order.
Shema and Vehaya are different.
Right.
But they are still written in the same order. Meaning, Kadesh Likol Bechor, Vaya Ki Ve'acha, Shema, and Vayem Shamua. Rashi is on the order. He says, according to the way how it's written in Sefer Torah, this is the way that you need to write.
That's Rashi.
Rabbi Nodam says, no. You need to have Kadesh and Shema at the end.
Yeah.
And in the middle, Vaya Ki Ve'acha and Vayem Shamua. Okay? But how it's written in the Torah, like Rashi, in order of Rashi. So in Rabbi Nutam, are you writing Vayem Shamua and then what? And then Kadesh, Vayem Shamua, Vayakivacha, Shema. Vayakivacha and Shema, or Shema and Vayem Shamua. So the order in the Torah is always the same order, just the question is which one comes
first.
So in the Yad, right? It's one big. So in Rabbi Nutam, what do? You write Vayem Kadesh Likol Bechor, Vayak Ve'acha. Then you make a big piece white for Vayem Shamua. You don't write it because it's not in the same order. Then you write Shema and Vayem Shamua. You understand? Because it needs to be written in the order of the parashiot as well.
So it has to be written.
Written in order of letters, but also in order of parashiot. Do you understand what I mean?
But how are you going to jump from...
It's one big piece, so you need to make calculation in your head. How much usually is taking the length of Vayem Shamua.
Right.
And hopefully you will make it.
If there's too much space, is that a problem?
Between the parashiot? No, it's not a problem. Of course, not to exaggerate, but it needs to be a specific place, space that... we're going to learn it, but that the parashiot are splitted. You could
differentiate,
make a difference between them. Okay, so this was for tefillin. So what is the halacha? Halacha says that it needs to be kesidran. V'im tavan shelo kesidran, ben sheikdim v'katav parasha b'ucharet namekdomet, o shekatav hatevot, o haotiyot lechola shelo kesidran, pesulin if not. If he wrote not in order, it's pasul. Pasul. Meaning that it's an halacha completely one with, it's not an optional mehidur.
Right.
It's the halacha, the Roth halacha says that if you're making this order, not in order, it's pasul. Completely pasul. Lachen, im tashe chasarot achat en lahen takana, elayim ken, yachal ikrot min mata lemala, ad mekam achisaron. Therefore, if you wrote, and then after you wrote first line, the middle of that line, you see a mistake. So you cannot fix the mistake and then you continue the second line. You need to erase from the end of the line until the place where you made a mistake. You write correctly and then you go back. If in meanwhile you wrote Hashem's name, your mezuzah or tefillin goes straight to
Gniza.
Do you understand what I mean? It's so important. Now, if you fix a letter, okay, that was pasul, okay, you fix a letter and you make it kasher, in middle of in middle of writing, you make a letter that was pasul kasher. Okay, so it's not in order, so it's not kasher. Okay.
So wait, if you wrote, let's say, you read out and then you did a little mistake.
So if the mistake makes the letter not kosher, and because of your fixing, repairing,
made it kosher,
this is not in order. But if, let's say, the crown is touching a little bit, which is, it's kosher.
Right.
It's not the best, but it's kosher.
Right.
So therefore, you could just erase and make new crowns and fine. Uh-huh. Understand? Whatever is making a letter not kosher,
right,
this makes the not order in letters. Do you understand? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
You guys get it?
Yes. Ve'yachtov sham et ha'chisaron v'achakach et ha'vetshem ha'megarad ha'megarad. So he says, you erase from the end to the beginning, from the place to the place that needs to be fixed, and then you fix it, and then you write again. Okay.
So let's say you already halfway finished. Let's say in Ve'yishmoa, right? And then you made a mistake at the end. You gotta erase everything.
Everything into the mistake, and then you go back
to the mistake.
Yeah. If you mean while you're with Hashem's name, that's it. It's over. Therefore, Moed Rabotai. Every time, and you need to put it in your mind. Every time you write Hashem's name, you need to read three times.
The name.
No, three times from the beginning to that name. From the beginning to that name. From the beginning to that name. One time is enough, but three times is the best.
Including the name.
Huh?
Including the name?
You don't say it, Hashem's name.
Okay, say Hashem. You could say
Let's
Hashem.
Say, you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha Ve'avta, right? You read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. You make sure that from the previous name to this name, there is no mistake. Echad Ve'avta et, there is no word missing something. I'm writing Hashem's name.
It's as a precaution or as
a precaution.
It's a precaution that is very
important,
okay? So some opinion are saying that you need to write from the beginning until that name.
Mm.
To the Some opinion saying that you need to read from previous name to this name.
Mm.
Okay? So make the best.
Make the best for yourself.
Make the best and do it from the beginning, okay? So this is very important. It's not says in halacha, but this is something that sofrim are very into it. Halacha bet. אבל אם יתר אות אחת יש לה תקנה על ידי שיגרוד אותה אם היא בסוף תיבה או בתחילתה אבל אם היא באמצע תיבה לא משום שכשיגרוד יהיה נראה כשתי תיבות this is like this this order כסדרן right? הלכה כסדרן it's an הלכה that speaks about fixing with writing when you write and you fix a letter that was Pasul, that makes the letter not kesidran, and this is pasul. However, if it's only if you wrote an extra letter in the middle, an extra letter, not a letter that has to be there, but it's pasul.
Right.
It's an extra letter that no connection. You put pay in the middle of the after. I don't know.
Accidentally.
Right? So this is... So, one second. If it's not that case, it's not in middle of the word... It's at the beginning of a word or at the end of the word, a letter that is not connected with the word. So you just erase it. It's fine. Why? Because all the letters that are kosher needs to be there in order. They are in order, right? However, if it's in the middle of a word that is not connected, right? And you erase it, what would happen? It will be two words now because there is a space in the middle that was the middle letter inside. So he says, no, you cannot...
Erase
a letter in middle of a word that will make
two words
separately, okay? In which case, only... Let me make a...
Yeah, give us an example.
Yes. Let's say he wanted to write... Ve'haya, okay? Ve'haya im shamua. So he's writing Ve'haya. Amazing. Chazak u baruch. Ve'haya.
Ve'haya.
Okay. Ben-hayer. Oh, sorry, let me make a mistake. So here you put a zayin, okay? Here, and then you put a hey. Okay. So he wanted to have ve-haya, and he put a zayin.
Right.
Okay, now if he's erasing the zayin in the middle, what would happen? We have
two words, hi.
Ve-hai and then a hey. Right? So this is a problematic. Why? Because the letter before and the letter after you cannot make longer, because if you make it longer, it's not a yud anymore. Mm-hmm. If it's longer here, it's not good, right? But if, let's say, he didn't write ve-haya, he wrote what he wrote? Which word in the whole Shmei Yisrael has two letters beside of pen?
What the word?
Two letters. Yeah.
Is the mem is there? Taf is there?
No, two bam. Letters only.
Bam.
That's what I add, no?
Bam.
Bam. Exactly. Bam. Amazing. Bam. He wanted to write bam. But in middle he wrote boom.
Boom.
Above. He wanted to make boom, like in Israel. A lot of boom. Okay? So if he's racing the mem, the vav, right? So he has bet and mem. But here we can. Yeah. Why he can? Because when you're erasing it,
it's still the same thing as one word.
No, it's not considered as one word, but because you have a space of one letter here missing. So what you do?
You add.
It was a bet and it's still a bet, right?
Right.
So it's not, it didn't change. It was in order. So right. It's fine. Do you understand my case here?
Yeah.
If before and after you cannot make longer the letters or thicker, like a resh, right? You want to make a thicker resh, it's fine. It's still a resh. If you cannot do it,
that's it.
It's not good. But if you could do it, so through erasing, it's still in order and it's kosher. Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Avram?
So I want to understand.
Yes.
Again.
Okay. So this is all.
Okay. So if it's in the middle, you can erase it. And
You could erase it.
If it doesn't change the letter.
If it was a pasul letter and you made it kosher through writing, it's not in order. If it was through erasing only, because it was an extra letter, extra part of the letter or something, that not making pasul in the letter itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's erasing a vav, an extra, and you could extend the letters before and after in order to have one word as you need to be, it's kasha. Because you didn't change anything, you didn't add a new letter. Do you understand? Okay, Mora de Rabotei, we are continuing. Avalim, Yeterotachat, Yesh Latakana. If he put an extra letter in the middle of the word, there is a takana to erase it. Only if you could extend the letters before and after. Vim Yuchalim Shoch, Haot Shelefanav. Kegon Shekatav Lavotecha Malevav. He's bringing another case. He wrote Lavotecha. Ashanishba Lavotecha. Okay, la avotecha needs to be without a vav, and he made a mistake, and he wrote with a vav. Yes? Yes? So he could erase the vav and extend the bet. Sheyuchal limchok et avav, ולמשוך את הבט שפיר דמי, and it's completely fine with him. וכן אם יוכל להאבות עוד שלפניו, or to make thicker the letters, even if you cannot extend them,
right.
But through as long making as them thicker. As long as it's becoming one word, and it's not two words, you're good. מהנה שאין בזה משום שינוי האות. Do you understand? Yes?
No, okay. I understand.
הלכה ג' כל עוד שהיא כתובה שלא כתיקונה, או שהתקלקלה אחר כך בין צורתה עליה כגון נגע רגל האלוף בגג האלוף, או פני האלוף בפניה בגג שתחתיה, או שהיה רגל האי או הקוף נוגין. In any case, that you have a letter that touched it itself, okay? Like what? Like a aleph that the head, I don't know if you remember, but
the little head is touching.
Exactly. You remember that halacha or not?
Yeah.
We said that it depends when it happens, but if let's say it happened in a way that it became pasul. Okay? So the aleph now is not an aleph, a kosher aleph, is a pasul aleph, right? So you have an aleph here. Okay, So it's Aleph. But here it became one. It was good and then it became one. Here it's Pasul Aleph because there is no head. Okay. Or, second case, you have a hay. I'm making a small so I don't have to erase every time. And then it touch here.
Yeah, just erase that.
Yeah. Now, Chas V'Shalom. The hay and the kuf.
Yeah, all that.
Never. Never, never, never. It's so important. The kuf and the even a small.
Touch, you gotta erase the whole thing, right?
You need to make pasul, the letter, yeah. To disconnect and then to reconnect, okay? So it's very important for you. The hay and the kuf are very special.
So that aleph is to be all erased, no?
So this aleph is completely pasul. This kuf is completely pasul. Everything is pasul. Now, if you make it kosher after you rot,
no.
It's not good because you need kesidran. Exactly.
Yeah.
שבכל אלו אין די בגרידה לבד, אלא שצריכים לבטל צורת האות, ולחדבו מחדש, ולא להביך הכתוחות. You need to make it from the beginning, as we learned in previous הלכות. או שהייתה עוד חלוקה לשתי אותיות, בין מתחילת הכתיבה ובין שנפסק אחר כך גם צדי. Oh, you have a mem. Okay, you have a mem here. You have a mem and a mem, it's a chafevav, but he didn't connect it. Oh, the connections fell. Okay, shin shenasin ayin, or a shin that became an ayin, or a mem ptucha shenasit chavav. Okay, so basically you see that it's really pasul. There is no way to make it kasher. V'chen lamed shenifsek tzavara kamo chaf lamed, or a lamed that is disconnected, the top and the bottom are disconnected, or the chet are two zayin, you know, without... Yeah. Nifsek tzav lehevich hagat tzavazeh, shalidei hafsek nidme leot acher, afilu tina kore otan. Karaui, and in these cases, even if it looks like a mem, right? From outside, you don't see that there is no connection, and the child is reading it a mem.
Pasul.
It's still pasul. You know why? Because it's not connected.
Right.
If it's not connected, so it's a chaf.
So you
and
can't.
Above.
So let's say
you wrote afterwards.
You can't. That's it.
You cannot because now it became a mem after the end of the line.
Right.
You understand?
So, guys, you have to concentrate on your writing.
Yes.
That's the concept.
It's very, very, very important. No, but also to know what's wrong and what's right.
Right.
We might make something very, very small that makes everything,
yeah.
Everything pasul. Chas V'Shalom. Where is this? Where we are?
One second.
No, right here.
No.
No. You turn the page.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. אם לאחר שכתב להלן תקנה, תקנה, מווה שלו כסדרן ופסולין. So if he connected, he disconnected the head of the kuf, or he made a new cup of the, a new head of the aleph, it's pasul.
It's pasul.
Why? Because שלו כסדרן. Okay, this is, we understood, right?
So before you go on the next way, you got to erase everything and restart.
Exactly.
The process of erasing, it takes a long...
Therefore, erasing
is a challenge, another challenge to properly erase.
No, it's very...
You could take the whole skin out.
Mm-hmm.
You could rip the whole portion.
Exactly.
You have to be so skillful with the razor, it's like...
We are going to practice, B'zot Hashem, the writing and the erasing and everything, B'zot Hashem, okay? So, I'm just finishing the halachot, and then we are going on this... And we are going to make a little bit
back and forth and back and forth. That's good. That's where you learn better that way. Good.
Yeah, I hope, B'zot Hashem. Well, okay.
Don't worry, Hashem is going to give us good standards.
Yep. Halacha daled, aval, im tzurat haot nikeret, af, al pi sheyesh ba'en k'tzat tefsek, kegon, shelo hayu mik'tzat yudin al alufim v'shneim, ואין לרגלה תבי נוגין בגוף האות, אבל אתם מכירם וכן בית ודלת שנבחדו בפירות. Now, when it's pasul, even if a child is reading it correctly, it when it's becoming two other letters. It was a mem, and now it's a vav and a chaf. But if the disconnect, it got disconnected, but it's not two other letters. It's just part of an aleph, okay? You have an aleph like this, and here the yud is not touching all the way. It's very, very close. Mm-hmm. That from very close, you see that it's not connected, but you give it to a child and he's reading it aleph.
So
now it's kasher. Why? Because when it's pasul, when it's making two other letters, here you don't have other letters. It's aleph that is not connected.
Mm.
It's a little bit disconnected. So you need to have a child saying it's an aleph, so you connect it. And it's not considered to be shelo kesidran, even if you wrote afterwards. Okay, so what is the halakha here? The halacha is that when you have a question about a letter, you show it to someone, to show to someone that knows, and you don't fix it by yourself and saying, "God, say okay, it's fine," because you might make everything pasul chas v'shalom. So he says, "Aval tinok mikiram." Okay. אף על פי שגם כל אלו פסולין קודם התיקון מכל מקום. Even if the halacha is that the letter, when it's not connected, it's pasul, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not pasul in a way that the, that that if you connect it, it's becoming a new aleph. And the proof is the child. The child is reading it aleph right now. He's reading. It's not kasher. Why? Because you need to have one sharp letter. And here it's not sharp because it is connected. Therefore it's pasul. But not because it's a pasul in a way that it's it will not shelok esidran if you make it kosher. Do you understand what I mean?
It needs to be fixed.
It needs to be fixed, but when it's becoming fit, it's not as if you wrote a whole new letter.
It's just little adjustment.
It just adjustment, exactly. But the aleph was there because the child was reading it.
And it's not a different letter, just one letter. Right.
It's not two different letters, right, exactly. It's the same letter that was considered to be an aleph always.
Right.
But it was pasul just because it wasn't connected. So it's a just an adjustment. And therefore, it's still considered to be kosher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not kashelo kesidra. You understand what I mean?
Right, I got you.
By the way, we went to your mom for Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar.
Did you go to my mom's house?
Yeah.
Or my sister thing?
We went to Arsen and we went to your mom. Two days.
Arsen was dead, no?
No.
Oh, man. Wow, thank you.
My pleasure.
You only have to blow
David.
Night.
David
blew. Oh, David took it. That's why, yeah, that's good, yeah.
How many times do you have to blow per person?
One.
Blow shofar?
Mm-hmm.
No, 30. Like the bracha we did, the 30 blessing, blast.
Oh man, you just remind me, I gotta buy my nephew a chauffeur. He came to me, it's like, and Rosh Hashanah is like, I need a chauffeur. He's 9. He read the Shabbat. You remember, you were there the Shabbat, or you wasn't there?
No.
Before you gave a speech, no?
I gave a speech. When?
When? Torah reading. You was there when the Torah reading was there?
Rabbi Rapin?
No, downstairs.
No, I'm making my speech and then I leave.
Oh, so it was a little kid, he's 9 years old, he did the whole...
he did after
his father was reading the Torah and then he did the after.
Oh, nice.
So he asked me if you want the...
Yeah, sure, very nice. Okay, yeah.
I forgot, I was on Main Street today, I forgot.
מכל מקום יכול לתקנם, גם לאחר שכתב להלן, דקוון תצורת הביקורס, the letter aleph is still aleph, just we have a disconnected, a little bit adjustment to do, and the child is reading it aleph, so it's fine. משום ש... And it's not considered, it's not considered to be שלא כסדרן. ורועדים מאחותך זה לחץ, למעלה אין נוגעים זה לזה, אך יש פחידת ניכר להדיה, אף על פי שהתינוק קוראו שני זנין, מותר להדביקן, גם לאחר שכתב להלן. Okay, so any letters that it doesn't become two letters, okay, it's not become two, you could fix it only if the child says that this is still a letter. And only if you see that the disconnected place spot is not huge. It's very, when you look very, very close, then you see that it's a little bit disconnected. Then it's not a problem, okay?
So a half vav that's supposed to be mem that you cannot fix?
Never half mem, half vav, never you can fix it. Okay, which letter again?
It's two different letters, man. Vav you could fix.
Which?
If you extend it, if it's
short. Which other letter you have?
Wait, what if you did
combination?
A Rebbe, what if you did a yud, but it's really supposed to be a vav? Can you extend it or no?
You made it? No.
Yeah, you see, that's...
Because it was a yud. But here, by the aleph situation,
it's one letter,
it was always the aleph.
Right.
You understand? It's not like you.
So what if we have a problem with the shin also then?
Why?
Because you connected. Because one of the shins could be a yud.
It's not.
Let's say the first one are part of the yud. I mean, of the shin. So not.
It's not considered to be a yud because every letter
is part
has
of
a yud.
Right.
The aleph also is a yud.
Right.
Right. But because it's not considered to be a yud, because under you have a bar and everything, it's the shape of a shin. It's not like a yud and then you make a shin.
Right.
It's a yud that's part of the shin. You see it and the child says it's a shin.
Right.
And the disconnected is very, very small.
Right.
Of course, you could fix it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have a ayin, okay, and it got disconnected, now it's a nun and a vav.
Yeah.
So now it's again, okay. You cannot, even a very small disconnect, it's not, you cannot,
it's
you cannot,
letters.
Because from nun vav, you make it a ayin or a tet.
Yeah.
What if it's a tzaddik?
Again, also, the same, because it's a yud and a nun.
Yeah. Is it a nun if it's so diagonal? It's like this?
It's, yeah. It's, yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's very important to make sure that we are not making any mistake here. V'yesh chosheshim ki bechol elu mishum shelo kesidran. But we are, there is an, always opinion that are very strict and says even in the Aleph, even in any case, if you make a connection, that's it. It's shelo kesidran. So therefore, you need to write to ask a rabbi.
You gotta be more machmir. I think it should be. I think when it comes.
No, because if you are more machmir, so you will say that your mezuzah is pasul, and then you bring your mezuzah to be in the gniza instead of being used. So you taking Hashem's name and you putting in the trash of gniza.
No,
so
I'm just saying, like,
through being machmir, you're being very makil, because Hashem's name is there.
Yeah.
You understand? So.
So guys, you have to write with no mistakes. Like focus on no mistakes.
Yeah. This is what is the conclusion is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Therefore, even if we are not so strict like those opinions, we need to make sure that when we're writing complete.
There is no questions. I believe when I was learning this halacha, I believe that a mezuzah, you know, tefillin, is supposed to be done with no erasing. Because I think when I was learning this, I was thinking that's like, why you need to put like a little stoppage? Because it's like, I think it's an issue. Me personally.
Again, sorry.
Okay, when you're writing mezuzah, I think it should be written with no erasing, no haptachot, nothing.
Yeah.
The mezuzah should not be touched. The only thing that should be touched in the mezuzah is just the cloth and the letters. Exactly. That's it.
Now, if you need to touch it.
You have to touch it, but yeah, forget about
it. But before you touch, you need to ask.
Yeah.
Even if it's clear for you that it's fine, ask.
Yeah.
At least for the five first years of your work. Because through the smallest thing, you have chats, you have rabbis that you could, I could give you emails of rabbis that you could ask, and they will tell you. Okay? You have tons of ways of asking. You have a problem, you need to continue in the mezuzah or tefillin, and you have a problem, you stop there, you continue something else, you start a new mezuzah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's answering. Then when he's answering, you continue mezuzah. So basically, you work on two mezuzahs if you have any issue. If you have on that second mezuzah, so a problem, so you do the third one.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? And I have also many mezuzahs that's half here, half there. Why? Because I had the question. Meanwhile, he's answering. I'm starting something else.
You leave some notes?
Huh? No, I see the last letter. What was the last letter that was questionable? I see.
Notes is good too, because sometimes you get so busy. Like,
I'm not as busy. That these things are very for the people that are writing 10 mezuzah a day.
Wow.
When writing mezuzah, do you only get the mezuzah after you finish, or even
there is no mezuzah to write?
It's a job, right?
It says you need to write them on the mezuzot of the mitzvah is to put them likbua mezuzah, not lichtov. There is no bracha lichtov mezuzah or lichtov sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the sefer Torah, we have the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah, but we don't make a bracha on it. Okay, why? Because it's to have it done. It's not to write it. It's not to have it done. Just like Brit Milah, okay. Brit Milah, is it the action to make the Brit Milah to cut or to be without that piece? You understand? Mm-hmm. So there is a whole Hakira if this is this or this. But concretely, it's to cut because we make the Bracha before. Yeah. But Sefer Torah and everything is to have it done. Mm-hmm. To have it done, yeah.
The point is to put your energy in it. That is, you have Yered Shammai. So if it touches the mezuzah or positive thing, that will develop Yered Shammai.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
So let's continue. ונראה לידיים הם סתומה או סמך נפחדו קצת אף שאתם לקורא כראוי אין להתיר להדביקן בתבין מזוזת לאחר שכתב להלן משום שש, he says that mem sufit and samech, if they are getting disconnected, they are like mem and vav, like nun and vav.
Right.
Even if it's not making two letters, right, if it's getting disconnected, he says נראה לי, I think that is more questionable than a regular letter that doesn't make another two letters.
That's right.
So therefore, you need to be more machmir on Mem Sofit and Samer.
Mem
Sofit and Samer.
That's what? That's Vav? That's
no, this is the ending of the Daled.
So we have which one Mem Sofit and which you said?
Mem Safit and Samech.
Samech,
yeah. Okay. By the way, when we are finishing this halachot, we are going to continue learning. It's a continuation. This shiur is never ending. Bezat Hashem. Okay. We need to continue. You will not disappear after I teach you how to write, you disappear. No.
No, you gotta learn. I'm ready, man. I'm committed, man. Unless I'm to Israel.
It's a commitment. As soon as you are leaving here.
Yeah.
As soon as you are leaving here, you need to come. It's a must, okay?
Unless I move to Israel. So that's the goal.
It's a must. Because it's so, there is so many details, and also for myself. We need to review always. Keep reviewing. Okay, hey. כבר כתבנו כי היו צריכה להיות לה טאג למעלה בצד שמאל וכן עוקץ למטה שם ברגל בצד ימין והיא נמצא בתפילין מזוד שחסר רגל הימין אינו מועיל תיקון קיבל לו רגל זה אין שם יוד עליה כלל He says now we are going to speak about the yud how a yud needs to look like
the kot, it's pretty kot
we have one on the top One on the bottom left and one on the bottom right. The right one is longer than the left one. The left one is called the Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, that one.
This one.
Yeah. Then that's the major one. That's
you have a cut here on the top, okay? And then you have the right one. Now, if someone wrote a yud without the right one, he wrote like this. Okay? It's not a yud.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wrote afterwards and then he added that small piece,
Shalokesidran,
because he made nothing from nothing a yud. So it's Shalokesidran. Okay. How do we know that we need to have in order? Do you know? From where do we learn that it needs to be in order? Just because we decided?
No, it says. I think it's in the Torah. It says no. The pasuk says.
Remember? It says like this. Vehayu. Hadevarim ha'ele asher anochim etzelecha. Vehayu. It teach us. Kehavayatan yehu. Kehavayatan meaning as they are yehu. They need to be. Meaning. As they are written in front of you. They need to be. Meaning that. One after one. This is what they are saying.
That's how they play the same.
Vehayu. Okay. Wow. And if you're not doing vehayu, so the whole parasha is pasul because the vehayu is missing. However, in Sefer Torah there is no vehayu in the midst of writing a Sefer Torah. Therefore,
you could write in not
in order, and also because it's not possible to have kesidran Sefer Torah. It's not possible because at the end of the parasha you see something that you did. It's impossible.
Why is it not possible to write in order?
It's so long. It's impossible.
So how you do it?
No, there is always what to fix. You're writing, okay? Right. All the parashah, then you need to check it. After you finish writing, to check everything. Then the checking report is coming out and it says, here you have an extra letter, here you have a missing letter, here you are, you need to fix, here you need to fix. And then you need to go over the mistakes and then it's not kesidran.
Right.
But there is no mitzvah kesidran in Sefer Torah. Only tefillin mezuzot.
That'll be nice though, right?
What?
To write a kiss.
You see, he's looking for the 4 a.m. 4 a.m.
You gotta get connected, man. You know, like.
You gotta
like meetings to get connected.
Yeah. Okay.
In my life, you gotta get connected, bro.
כבר כתבנו כי היו צריכה להיות לה תג למעלה בצד שמאל he says the yud needs to have a tag a tip on the top left then also on the bottom left and then on the right if he's missing the regel the foot meaning the right side the bottom right
pasul
in the mohil because it's not a yud without this. Okay.
So now I know the next one. Okay. Probably the next one said the right. If you have the right one, but you don't have Rabbeinu Tam.
אבל אם חסר עוקץ עצמאלי מועיל תיקון משום דגם בלא עוקץ זה שם יוד עליה. If you don't have the left one, it's still a yud.
Right.
So even if it's very important to have this tip coming out, right?
You could put it.
Okay.
Because
it's still a yud. From a yud, it stays a yud. Understand?
Right. So to be a yud, needs the top left one and bottom right one.
No.
It needs to have
the only shape, bottom right.
Only bottom right.
Only bottom right.
It needs to look like a yud.
The top one and the bottom left, you could add it afterwards. But During the writing, you must have the right one. If not, it's not a yud. Yeah. But there is a big halacha about the cut, the right cut, the bottom right, to have it done on the spot when you're writing the yud. Yeah. Don't wait for afterwards, because it's mishum de yesh minakdulim shomui, because there is huge opinions, serious opinions that are saying that the oketz on the left side meakev. If you don't have it, it's pasul. The yud is not a yud. And then if you add it afterwards, it's becoming from nothing a yud. And then it's shelokei sidran. Okay?
But you could write it there, like in the beginning of the ride, you could.
That's you could, yeah, started, but if you went very fast and you didn't pay attention, uh-huh. And then you go back to that and you put that thing, it's not kasher. Because I come to chatzal, yesh liyizayer v'chenadin betagayilion. This is the same for the top right, yeah. Left, top left. Okay. You understand the halacha? Hey?
So top left, so and the bottom left can be added afterwards.
Yeah, but well, the best
it's not
recommended at all.
Yeah, don't do it.
The only one that is fully important is
the right one.
The right one, the bottom. Kvar nitba'er. He says, if you have letters that are touching each other, are you able to disconnect them?
No.
It's not yes, it's not no, it depends. If they are connecting each other, right? But you see that this is an Alev and this is a Vav, okay? You could disconnect. Why? Because the connection is not making those two letters into a third letter or those two letters into a something that we don't understand.
Right.
Understand? But if the connection is so big that it's not a Vav and it's not an Aleph, you cannot disconnect it. Okay? Because you make from nothing two it's letters. Nice. So it's Chag Tuchot and Shelokei Sidran.
Chag Tuchot, erasing.
Otet advokot kvar nitba'er, dechol shelo nishtana tzuratan, yechonim lafchidan, venire li, dechol sheken, im hotziu shtei tevot, smuchot zu lazo, kemo teva achat. Now, if you wrote, you see in your book, I didn't bring it. If you see in your book, we have alken.
Alken, okay, yes.
Alken, it's like one word, mm-hmm. Right? אם יוכל לגרוק קצת מן הלמד, קצת מן החף, so if he's erasing a little bit from the end of the lamed and from the back of the chaf to make two letters, two words, it's fine. Why? Because everything stayed as is. Just he made it thinner. Okay, קצת מן החף, שיהיו נראים
בשתי תיבות. Because you didn't change the shape, no, you didn't change the letter.
Exactly. Right. The only problem is when you change a letter, right. The actual letter.
Right.
You understand? Zain, do you understand the halacha, Vav?
Yeah.
Im katav teva achat yetera yim chekena, if you wrote a complete extra word. He wrote, Shema Israel, Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Wow.
Wow.
So it's not a good case, because afterwards you have Hashem's name. But we are going to see here. It's very interesting what he says here.
So he wrote Shema twice?
No.
Just Shema Yisrael Hashem?
So he says, after et Hashem Elokeinu.
Oh, et, a double et, okay. Particle.
Okay, or maybe Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Vehayu.
Yim.
Vehayu. I don't have an example. Now, he says like this. He says, Rabin Mutam, and this you need to make sure that you know it. Rabin Mutam says that if between two words you could put inside three times a yud, it's already considered to be setuma. You know, in the Sefer Torah, you have white, you know, when you do the bar, you see the white.
Yeah, spacing.
Right. Those spacing, if you miss one, you don't put somewhere it needs to be. Or you put somewhere that it doesn't need to be, it's pasul.
Wow.
Now, what is the wide of that spacing?
It's a three cubes.
So, according to halacha, it's three times the word asher.
Asher.
So, it's nine letters that are wide. Bedieved, nine times a yud, meaning smaller. Yeah? It's smaller to have nine times yud than asher. Right. Rabbi Mutam comes and says, you know, from when you need to make sure that you know you should not have a separation from three yuds. Meaning, if you write in a way that between one word and the second you could put three yuds, it's already questionable. It's not questionable in a way that it's bedieved, it's not kasher, chas v'shalom. No, it's still kasher because the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
But if you want to have hidur, and you miss Rabbeinu Tam, okay, so you don't have the hidur. You have kosher, but hidur you don't
have. So what do you mean by three? Yeah, what do you just mean? Rabbeinu Tam says three, he has three yuds?
Let's say you wrote like this. Bam, v'shantam
bam,
levanecha. Okay, you wrote
bam.
Okay, here are the name. Then you write here Levavecha.
Right, Leva.
This is the Lamed of Levanecha.
Levanecha.
Okay, and here, okay, you need to think.
Visualize, right.
In that same writing, could I put three yud in that same writing? Because sometimes you will write big, sometimes you will write small. You need to see the same yud in that same writing. So if you see that you could put one yod, two yod, you see it's less,
okay.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, so this according to Rabbeinu Tam is already a stuma. And if you put a stuma where it should not be a stuma, it's pasul.
So stuma is basically adding space where it's not supposed to be.
No, stuma is the white space in middle of the line. We are going to learn it as well.
Ma.
Stuma.
Stuma is a white
space in middle of a line.
So that's good or bad?
This is not mevuda, because according to some opinion it's already a stuma, and if you have a stuma somewhere that it should not be, it's pasul. But because this opinion is not la halacha is nine yud or nine letters that are wide, right? So this is the halacha. If you made a space of nine yud, this is completely not good. But if the space was 3 yud, it's not mevuda, but it's still kasher.
It's still kasher though.
Yeah, still kasher, but not mevuda.
But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't approve it.
No, Rabbeinu Tam says that this is pasul.
Right.
But the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
The majority of the opinion.
Moshe Khan would be like that rule.
Huh?
Well, Moshe Khan would be like that rule.
No.
No.
No. We should not be strict when you should not be strict, yeah. אין להחוש לרבנו תם דסבירה להוד שיעור הפסק סתומה היא גימל אותיות ובסימן יודה הפסיק תת התבהר שיש למחוק תיבה שנייה. Okay, so later on we are going to learn, I thought that he was here, therefore I said that it's an interesting הלכה. We are going to learn in סימן יודה לף that case that you need to erase the second word
and then,
but in a very special way, in a way that it will not be a stuma. Okay. ואומנם אם לפני התיבה הראשונה יש ד' או ר' או ב' וכדומה שיכול למושכו נאו. If he wrote bam bam. Okay, there is a man here, then a bet here. Okay, it's a bit. Okay, and the last letter here is a dalet, okay? So you write bam dalet, then bam bam levanecha. So what you do? You erase the first bam, and you make a longer dalet, so it will not be a stuma. You understand?
It's a lot of work.
If
you don't make
it. Because if you don't extend it, so it will be white here,
say that's stuma.
And it will be enough spot, yeah, empty spot, and it's pasul. But if you extend it, the dalet stayed a dalet. It was a short dalet, now it's a long dalet, but it's a dalet.
Now I understand. So basically you're creating space that's not supposed to be there because, you know...
Exactly, like, because you made a mistake, an extra word. Right. So you need to erase to extend the letter before.
Pornil.
You understand?
Pornil.
So let's continue. ואומנם, אם לפני התיבה הראשונה יש דלת או רש... Okay, so you could extend the letter beforehand. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you are not falling into the Rabbeinu Tam problem or even the real problem if there is yud and nine yudin. Ve'im keshim chok yishayach kishur tet otiyot. He says here, but if you take off that word and it will be nine letters fitting it inside of that white space, shu shur parasha lekul alma ve'ifsol, and then it will be a pasul. Im shoch ha'ot shlefaneha im yochal. ואפילו היא הוקוף, שאם ימשוך אותן, לא יהיה רגל. So even if it's a hay beforehand, you could extend it, even if the foot of the hay will be in the middle. It will be in the back.
Right.
It will be fine.
Right. In the hay, the same thing?
In the kuf and the hay. Both of them. The hay, the foot is a regular, yeah, but is extending the hay. It's fine. They get so fun. Let land bar. Mishum de yefshar b'yanacha, because there is no choice. Okay. Shem imchok et haregel v'chtevehu besof. Because if you take off the foot of the hay or the foot of the kuf and you put it at the back, at the end of the extension, so it will be from nothing a kuf, from nothing a hay. Because when you took off the foot, it was a dalet, it was a beginning of
the
kuf.
You cannot move the foot.
Exactly. Therefore, you cannot move the suf because afterwards it's shelo kesidran. You make from nothing
something.
A letter. Exactly. אבל במקום שאפשר אין להכשיר. But of course, it's not the best option to extend the hay and extend the kuf. It's not the best option. It's only if you do you don't do it, you will have an extend. You will have a white spot of 9 letters, which is completely pasul according to all opinions. Right. Then you could make it because
so you even you have the cots on top of the on top of the hay and the little the crowns.
Yeah, you are fine. It's
fine because even if it falls in, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not a part of the letters. The crowns are not part of the letter.
Right, but it's the way it looks. Basically, closing the gap of the stuma.
Stuma.
On. On.
Okay, makes sense.
You guys got that?
Okay, here is the halacha. If you wrote 2 times, Hishameru lachem penifte levavchem, right? So I will not write everything, okay? This is the shin. Okay, this is the mem. This is the resh. Here is the mem. This is the resh. And this is the vav. Okay, and again. He, shin. Okay, 3 head of the shin, then mem. Then resh, and then vav. Okay, he wrote 2 times. Yishameru, yishameru lachem. So what you can do? Listen to that. You erase the vav. You erase the hey. You erase the shin. You erase the vav, and you erase the resh,
and you extend
the resh. Wow, that's a checkmate. You saw it or not? And you extend the resh until you have 1 ishameru.
So let's say you're in the middle of writing and you don't know this. Like, you know how they're not supposed to do satuma, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like, so you wrote these 2, not this, but some other letters you wrote. But then do you call somebody to say, yo, can you help me how to write this properly?
It could be the letter, it could be the first one. Right.
You got to see how you could.
Exactly, you need to calculate.
Now
you
play, okay.
You need to play.
You play the board now, yes.
Exactly.
Wow. Guys, got that? Wow.
You understand?
Okay.
Okay, so I think
Baruch Hashem.
Amen.
Thank you so much. So, you want to do this Friday? What time you want to go? Are we meeting Friday?